Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Sephora, Boots, Argus, Temu, Adidas, Trip.com. The list is long. Save online at over 550 stores. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose bank transfer or PayPal. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, get a new outfit. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to rakuten.co.uk or get the app. That's Rakuten. Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Sephora, Boots, Argus, Temu, Adidas, Trip.com. The list is long. Save online at over 550 stores. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose bank transfer or PayPal. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, get a new outfit. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to rakuten.co.uk or get the app. That's Rakuten.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for university, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's football team? Or raise funds for a small business, a charity, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now. Who could use your help? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
60 Minutes will be coming up following football, followed by murder, she wrote.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Well, hi, everybody. Little late start. Sorry about that, you commenters, you. Mike O'Mara Show is on the air and everywhere, and delightful to have you with us today.
Do you dare say their patience will be rewarded?
You know what? Doubtful.
Oh, okay.
I mean, doubtful simply since I'm
set
trying
that bar
to...
low.
What's that?
Set that bar low.
I know. I'm just trying to figure stuff out. Everything kind of goes, every month or so, things go a little
haywire. Were you messing around in there last night or what
no,
happened?
No, no. The only thing I was messing around with, was... what was printer ink, which, you know, it's a new printer and new problem.
Canon.
I mean, Canon, God. What, they give me a thimble full of it? I got
XL. It's those demo. Oh, so this is a replacement from the first ones.
Yeah, but I got the cheap ones, too.
Oh, okay.
Maybe the problem is the cheap ones.
No, they usually are better.
No, because I got, this is the first time I've used the cheap one. They're in there new today. I got... Tessen, T-E-S-E-N.
You got that from Temu?
Got it from Amazon.
That's great, Mike. I'm actually on Tussin right now. So you're Tessen and I'm Tussin.
How is your cold, your 70th cold of the year? How is it? How
Mike, I do have to apologize for getting sick. I didn't want to do it. It's better. I caught it before.
That is a crappy, snarky, little passive-aggressive comment. I was making fun, but, you know, I mean, obviously you're not having any with it. So
no, but well, you see, yesterday you were upset.
Mike,
that
I apologize for getting sick like everybody else does.
No, yesterday you blamed me for being sick. It's like I set out to do it.
Yeah,
I did not set out to do it.
I'm a horrible person, Rob.
No.
I'm just I'm a horrible person.
But I mean, you're not a horrible person. But
would it be safe to say? Would it be safe to say? That that of all the people on the show, you probably have been ill the most in the last 5 years.
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay. Easily.
That's why I was referencing.
But sometimes, Mike, it's not a cold. Sometimes it's liver failure. Sometimes I flip a car.
I understand. So how is your 70th cold of the year?
It is much easier than number 69.
Because you just got over a respiratory infection.
Yeah, and I had to go back to the doctor.
How did it feel when you got this cold? It must have been horrible to just go, I would be pounding the walls.
I was bitter. I was extraordinarily bitter. And this was a weird, different infection where or whatever it was, the congestion was so bad.
Wasn't Mike just complaining about people missing shows last week?
Lick my Irish bag.
Rob, no, have you been hanging out with rodents?
I have not, but it was
what is that disease that you get with rodents? What is that?
Well, it's plague. The disease. No, it's like it starts with an H. It's something
virus. Is it the Gene Hackman?
Hantavirus.
Hantavirus.
Yeah, that's what his wife died from, and now there's that cruise ship that was infested over in Africa.
Rob, we might as well jump right in because it's actually in the comments this morning where somebody asked about ChapStick. And I know you mentioned ChapStick in the pre-show
meeting. Yeah, I did
want
to just say that this congestion, it was so bad that my ears were tickling. I've never been to that stage before. Like, you could feel it all through all your eustachian tubes. It was horrible.
How's
but it's
your
better
hand
now.
Washing?
Excellent. Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm not kidding you. Fastidious. There's got to be a reason you get these recurring viruses. Yeah.
I think it's because I'm just, I think my constitution is weak.
Do you think the medications you're on diminish your immune system's ability to fight off various viruses?
Maybe. I don't know. I think last time I got steroids and antibiotics.
You have no immunity because you're not around people. So then when you do get around people.
Oh, so I need to build up the herd immunity?
Yeah, you don't have any herd immunity.
I see.
It's also just the state of Virginia.
It is. I don't go around a lot of people, so I don't know what it would be. But I do think that
Who do you think gave it to you this time? Because don't they usually, isn't it pretty much a lock that somebody gives it to you?
Yeah.
My bet's on the sample lady.
No, I haven't been to Costco in a long time. It's been
I think Josh gave it to you.
You know, I wasn't going to say anything because he's my buddy. But you know what? At Chad's event, there were a lot of people.
That's where I'm blaming.
Yeah. I think that could have been it. And if you have any sort of a period, you know, where it settles and it lingers in your body and then it pops up. But it was really bad. I mean, I couldn't talk for coughing. It was yucky. I didn't like it. So, I mean, normally I can sort of fake the cough and get around it, but this was next level stuff. So anyway.
I don't know whether I can offer. I mean, how do you don't avoid the common cold, right? I mean,
you gotta go. And he didn't give me any medicine besides Tussin and a new allergy pill to break it up. But that Tussin is good, but I will say this, I laid in bed for 6 hours last night before falling asleep.
Costco cough.
That's what I got. The cocoa. Got the cocoa.
I think that really going forward, it's I can't offer any really solid medical advice to
I take
avoid.
A crazy amount of vitamin C. I wash my hands. I avoid people. I really do. So I don't know what it is.
And you lick every doorknob.
Every doorknob. I want to make sure it's clean.
I
got to clean those doorknobs.
So the comments, for whatever reason, jumped right into the ChapStick for you. And
because they're all haters.
Yeah, they are. They want to see me talk about Rob's lips, which, to be honest with you, with the screens I look at, I don't notice it. I only notice it when I'm with him.
You can put me full screen for a second, Josh, right, and you can see that they are actually in really good shape. See?
No, don't fool around with them. Yeah. Just put your lips together, and I don't need to see the lower teeth.
Yeah, give us a kiss. Mwah. Nice and close.
They look perhaps like they're not flaky anymore.
Yeah,
they're not. Better than
mine are worse.
They are right now. I actually ran a. Oh, you have a split.
Can you make Mike
go full screen, so I can see his lips. His
juicy
lips.
I'm worse than you.
Yeah, mine are supple and soft to the touch.
I cut myself with my razor.
On your lip?
On my lip, yeah.
That's sloppy.
Do you normally shave your lips?
I shave the, what do they call it? What's this? Soul patch. I shave the soul patch off, and it was problematic. I've had to shave the soul patch with an electric razor the last 2 days.
Mm. So you actually shave that so you just have chin hair and nothing under your lip?
Yeah, there's nothing here. If I could grow it, but I didn't like it. I was trying to grow it out a while back, and sometimes I've had it. Yeah. I've had it. Sometimes I haven't. So that's it.
All right. So my lips are in good shape today based on, which surprises me because I've been doing, and you'll love this, a lot of mouth breathing the last few days because I'm congested. And they have actually held together really well. And Mike, look, the moment we talked about it, chapstick, I bought a 10-pack right here. I bought it on Amazon.
Can you take one out?
No, because I'm going to return it. See, it's just the regular black chapsticks per your recommendation, and it's a pack of 10. And
what's,
it says
what's
on
the
it,
point of bringing it up if you're going to return it?
Sold as a set, do not separate. Because I did some research, and I was so, you were so dead set on chapstick fixing my lips that I talked to AI. And I said, AI, what about chapstick? And it says, chapstick and similar lip balms can be bad because they contain irritating ingredients like menthol, camphor, and artificial fragrances that cause temporary relief. And this is something that I remember hearing about in the past, followed by increased dryness, creating a cycle of dependency.
Absolute, utter BS.
No, I think it's the menthol.
I think I might buy that because there people are addicted to chapstick.
Yeah.
I'm not. I have chapsticks that I have had for 5 years. I have chapsticks that I will see in a drawer. I just look at it and I'll say, no, actually, they don't either. And I'll have them in a drawer and I'll find them and then I go back to it. I'm talking about since I was a kid, I used them. You haven't even tried?
The addiction cycle. Well, I've tried it in the past, but I didn't on this one because I didn't need it. And I'm concerned about this, what they call the addiction cycle.
How much did the 10 cost?
Like $12, I think. Something like that.
Why don't you just go to Target and buy one?
Because that would mean going out of the house.
But I mean, did you put any on your lips?
No. Right now I don't need to.
What are we having this discussion for?
Because he wanted to say
he doesn't need it.
Mike,
that it's bad for you.
The irritants can cause inflammation, making your lips feel drier after the fact.
I love AI as much as the next guy. I like ChatGPT. I've used ChatGPT. I don't think that you are going to, you know, help the situation by not even trying it.
How do you feel?
A 10-pack. Mike, how long would a 10-pack last you? The rest of your life?
No, I used to go through them a lot more than I do, but I will tell you that this time of year is a very chapped lip time of year, especially in the Northeast. And we had that discussion. You said, yeah, I'll go ahead. And then you come to the show, you hold up a 10-pack that you say you want to hold up just because you're going to send it back because you read something on ChatGPT because you did you didn't do research. You programmed a question into an algorithm.
Mike, do you feel that U.S. News and World Report is a good source?
No.
Why not?
I mean, I'm telling you that I have empirical data, which is my own lips, that I believe will. I thought you were going to give it a shot.
Well, Mike, I'm worried about this addiction thing. And I looked at U.S. News and World Report.
I agree, Quick Nick. He's looking for every reason not to take my advice.
No, remember, he has he has an addictive personality.
So I do.
You got to be worried about the chapstick.
But I don't think I'm going to be smoking or drinking it. Mike, according to U.S. News and World Report, the best way to handle your lips, coming in at number 6,
is put Aquaphor stuff on, right?
Aquaphor is number one, yeah. Okay. Vaseline Lip Therapy, number 2. Neutrogena, costly, number 3.
All right, let's talk turkey here.
Okay.
The fact is that... when did we see each other last? Because that's when I noticed it. On the cruise.
Yeah, I think it was the cruise.
On the cruise, your lips were practically sloughing off. Mm-hmm. Would that be accurate?
I don't remember it that particular way, but I'm sure, you know what? I'm sure it was true. If you remember it, I'm sure it was true because you know what? I don't pay that close attention to it because I'm kind of used to it.
The cruise problem was not the lips. The cruise problem was the cotton mouth.
Oh, there was that.
That was just a lot of gummies, though. That was the that was the gummies.
Yeah, but I think that also the cotton mouth can't help. It certainly can't help.
But, you know, I think ultimately topical solutions would not be the final situation that you would deal with because you would have to it comes from dehydration of some kind.
Yeah,
but also
I think
exterior factors, too. But I agree with the call that said you're kind of trying to find an excuse not to even give it a try. Are you afraid of it?
No, I'm not afraid of it.
What,
I just no. There's none of that. I just want to use what's best. And the fact of this is sort of a little bit like a snake oil program.
I'm asking. I'm at what chapstick?
A little bit.
There are multiple articles.
Do you have chapped lips? I've never seen your lips chapped.
I have beautiful lips.
He really does.
No, I see an article here from the Guardian and some dermatology site saying the same thing that Rob is speaking out about. About chapstick.
And about I've heard it in the past, and that reminded me.
Why did you bother ordering it if you had no intention of using
it? Well, because people say that I'm doing everything in my power to avoid your advice. Far from it. I ordered it right away.
You're not even putting it on. They're absolutely right.
No, because then I did the research.
You haven't even opened one.
All right, hold on.
And his lips got better just from it being in the house. No, don't open it. That's a lifetime supply you're going to buy.
Too late. Already opened. And whatever's left, I'll send
to Mike. Hold on. Are you with me on the chapstick issue, or are you not with me, Mr. Soroka? I'm curious.
I am not with you.
I'm
anti-chapstick.
You're anti-chapstick.
Yes.
All right, and you're also anti-vax, so you don't count.
That is not true. I've gotten all my shots.
All right.
That's right. Diphtheria, pneumonia.
Now, your lips are in better shape than they have been in the past, right? Today?
Yeah, they're good right now. Yeah.
Do they feel a little chapped?
No, they feel perfect, actually. I mean, as far as feeling. But, you know, it's a visual thing.
All right. And I said yours are in better shape than mine right now.
God,
I've been slathering it on.
How come this is so hard to get into?
I have one in my pocket.
You got to peel the plastic off.
Look, there you go. There's mine right there.
How long have you had that one? Is there much left in it?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I've opened it. Look at that, Mike. That's a beautiful.
Okay. I've put on. This is not.
Ow! Ah!
Okay.
Ah!
Okay. It's not funny. I'm just trying to help.
I understand. But, Mike,
simple fact is this.
Mm-hmm.
What you have been doing was not working. Would that be accurate? Would you at least cop to that?
It has its days. I think that really it's less about lip medication than it is about hydration.
It's like trying to talk to somebody that doesn't want to be treated. You know, this is somebody that just wants to die. You know, this is somebody who is
refusing. I've been talked by people.
This is like a Scientologist.
When he dies, he'll be able to be buried in chapstick with that lifetime supply.
So you've got it on there now. You don't like it. I can tell you don't like it.
No, I don't dislike it. It's soft. It's then nice. It applies nicely. But I'm wondering that before the end of the show, if I'm going to feel the need to reapply because of the addiction cycle.
I would assume...
do feel the mentholatum in it. There is like a burning, but a menthol flavor.
It seems like this is like Mike forcing you to try to smoke.
No, it's not like that at all.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What's going on? What am I being accused of now?
Because people start using chapstick and then they get addicted and they're constantly using chapstick.
I'm sitting
in your
here.
Yes.
It's in my pocket because I had a cut
a split
on my lip and I didn't want it to. I wanted it to. It's actually helped heal that.
So you're saying you carry it now? You don't normally.
I don't normally. No. Most of the time, I don't. I had to find it.
I have a question for you. I have a question for you because, you know, if we both are in this same boat.
And I'm rubbing it on.
When you put the chapstick on and you feel that sort of mentholatum feel on your lips.
Stop saying mentholatum, please.
Okay. When you feel that irritant on your lips.
It's not an...
It is
sort of. You're rage baiting me now.
No,
it's
I'm not.
It's not.
When you
irritant.
Put it on and you have that that chapstick
on.
Flavor
Somebody
on your
says,
lips.
Somebody says no antibiotics in chapstick. Well, are there antibiotics in Aquaphor?
Yes.
I don't believe you. You're talking out your ass.
He is. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. But when you have that chapstick feeling on your lips, you apply it. Sort of an icy feeling, okay? Do you dig that?
First of all, you're wrong about the icy feeling. It's not an icy. Do I feel that there is a sensation? There is a sensation that okay. that something is... You know, has a medicinal quality to it.
Right.
So, yes,
right.
I do feel that. Icy, I wouldn't describe it as icy. In fact, I'll go so far as to say, I don't think there's anything that I've put on my lips that feels the same as not cherry and toddler flavors.
Because leave we're all flavors out of babies. It. I hate the flavors. Yeah.
The black chapstick has a feel to it. Mm-hmm. And I had... terrible when I was a child, mm-hmm. and my sons had them too. Kids get chapped lips a lot.
They do, yeah.
There is a school picture of me where I have a raw patch of skin under my right lip.
Oof.
The right side of my lip, not my right lip. So that's
when
what
you
it is.
When you feel the chapstick on your lips, do you say this feels medical?
Now that's a good question. Do I feel like I'm giving myself a treatment? Yeah, I do. Yeah,
you absolutely. See, that's where I think that's where your argument sort of falls, because there's nothing medical about it. It's just that sensation that gives you the feeling. Really, all you need is like petroleum to make it stay together and lanolin to make it soft. And you don't need the extra scents and stuff like that.
I would say the combination of factors in this product.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, with this discussion, they ought to be sending me a palette of the crap. All right. I will say that it's all I have said the whole time along.
Yeah.
Look at it. Read it. Is that it works for me. That it works for me. So I'm. All right.
What are you reading? Reading the package?
The
classic original. That's all it says.
The ingredients are 45% white petroleum.
Okay.
Paraffin, mineral oil.
White petroleum is the one that they Josh's church with.
Yeah, he loves that. And then I'm surprised it hasn't gone up in price with the closing of the Straits. This chapstick was $16.
All right, so we, Josh, yes. we have white petroleum, correct?
Yes.
Is that what you all right.
Are you with us?
The font's a little small on my screen. I'm trying to read it. Paraffin, mineral oil, lanolin, wax, and camphor.
Mike, the camphor is what's getting you.
No ending! No ending! No ending! No ending! No, no ending!
And 0.6% methanol.
What?
0.6 methyl.
Yeah.
Methyl. You know what I think the problem is, Mike?
Methyl or methyl?
Yeah, I think he means mental.
I'm done. I'm done. My brain
The
hurts.
Problem is I'm reading the packaging. It says for external use only. Maybe that's my problem.
Yeah, when you've used it in the past in suppository form. If it was a suppository, that would work for me.
Yeah. Well, I'd like something a little bigger.
Yummy, yummy. Love in my tummy.
This is such
gentlemen.
A sensible good show.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Well, anywho, please give it just try it. I'm not going to argue with you about it anymore. I don't choose to. We argue about enough things to, the chapstick. It's just when I saw you at one particular time, don't know if it's the cruise or where I saw
you. You know what?
It
might have been at Twitch's Mark Riddell's funeral.
No, it was the cruise. It was the cruise.
Okay.
Because that's the last time I saw you, right?
Yeah,
yes,
I think so.
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
that's but I the hope last time it's I not me. The last time you see me.
No, no. I'm sure there will be more times. There certainly.
He died.
I just remember your lips were in bad shape.
Yeah, they were. If you have enough gummies, you don't care.
the only problem I had with the gummies on that cruise was when you did your Jeopardy. Trivia show.
Yeah, that was a horrible
your Jeopardy
misstep.
Show.
Yeah, that was like my Elvis last concert moment.
It was terrible.
He shouldn't be.
You're not
there.
Allowed to take gummies before a show anymore.
No,
that is a firm directive.
Today is the last day.
No, I mean, whatever you're doing on the show, keep doing it because you're fine on the show. It was the live performance.
Too much.
Yeah, too much.
If you would have taken five, you would have been fine.
Yeah, I think you're right. Not five gummies, milligrams.
Five milligrams.
Yeah, 15 is too many, and 20 is a lot.
And it scares me when I see that, because I say to myself, the way I've reacted to cannabis my whole life has been one of paranoia and feeling like my chest is tight and I'm not going to be able to breathe. And that doesn't do anything but push me further away from it, even though I know that, ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching the show, there's only one sober person here. These two guys are high as kites.
Of course.
Every single day we do.
I did actually smoke grass once, and I had no effect. It just did not affect me.
Grass.
Well, I mean, you have to say that now, because it's not like an edible or a gummy. I actually smoked. I blazed up. I sparked up some marijuana. It did not affect me.
You know,
I've used a vape. That did affect me. The first time I took an edible, before Carrie got home, I was in the basement pulling my knees to my chin, paranoid. So I think they've come a long way.
Oh, the first time you had an edible.
Yeah, and this was like a cookie. So this was not the gummy. Yeah.
Do you remember, through the years of we have been on and off this topic for a million times on various shows, and I think pop culture in general deals with a lot of cannabis, and look at the culture we have with vape shops and with legalized cannabis dispensaries and all of that. Would it be safe to say, in your opinion, and you have been right by my side as we have worked with multiple individuals who have been
enthusiasts.
I'm not gonna yeah, that's a great word, because I'm not gonna say addicted to, but would it be safe to say that many of the people who partook did so chronically, where it was just a large part of their lives?
Someone once told me that pot smokers, especially the old school ones, would probably, with redirected energy, been very good, because what they do is they spend their entire life thinking about how to score and how to get high the next time. That's like the template of their life.
I just remember everybody I was ever in contact with, it was a big, big part of what they had to arrange. And sometimes it was done with knowledge of their coworkers, and sometimes it wasn't. I mean, I'm talking about bandmates that I had that played in the band. I just remember that it was a really big deal. And there were some people that didn't give a rat's ass and were just very open about it. And then there's some people that kind of crept around, and I didn't even know until after they were off the show.
I think people... there is a certain sect of marijuana enthusiasts that like the secretness of it. You know?
They're hiding it. The bad boy element, right?
Yeah. I got news for you. You're not taboo. A bad boy.
Yeah, I get it, right?
You can buy all that stuff online now. You're not a bad boy. You're not in a leather jacket. You're not riding a motorcycle.
Let me ask this question.
Yeah.
Do you feel that... that people who had a proclivity for that substance would also have less of a hang up with trying other things? Like people that liked pot liked drugs.
Yeah, I think it's a gateway. And I do think it can be. I don't think pot itself is addictive the way cigarettes are, but with the chemical of nicotine in it. But the sensation, the chasing of the sensation, I think that's addictive.
You don't agree with that, Josh?
Yeah, because I don't think the gateway is the marijuana use. I think the gateway is the illegalness of marijuana. So the people you had to go to get marijuana could then offer you other things.
Might be a point. That might be a point.
Going in a store where you want to buy one thing and it's got others.
There are still theories, and I've referenced this author Johann Hari, I believe was the name of the author, Chasing the Scream, when he was talking about opiate and heroin addiction, and that the social situations dictate, the lack of hope was what drove people to that, because it was an escape valve for them. And that's why, as opposed to a disease of the drug or a biological addiction, it was more like a psychological addiction. And I think addiction is heavy duty psychology.
I don't think you should put anything in your lungs. I'm at that point now. I mean, cigar, cigarette, vape, joints, anything like that. But as far as marijuana, if you take it as an edible or if you take it as a gummy or as a soda or something like that, I don't feel that it has any addictive properties. And I'll go days and days and days without touching this stuff. And I got to, you know, I was at a point when I had a drink every day. That was addiction.
And since we're on substances, and I'm just curious about it. Did you ever? Oh, see, now you've given him the cold again.
No, I've been coughing for 2 weeks. Jesus, it has. It can't stop.
I'm doing a show from a flipping tuberculosis ward here.
Oh yeah, raise your hand if you've been throwing up recently.
So, oh snap!
But listen to me now. Listen to this. All right, go ahead. But anyway. Getting back to the alcohol factor you were discussing, mm-hmm. Did you ever experience anything that would fall into the category of withdrawal, where you had headaches or stomach aches or something like that?
No, actually not. They warned me that, you know, when I got to the hospital that could happen and that I should be careful. And they gave me something that was called a banana bag, which is a big yellow fluid drip by IV that restores the chemicals in your body that alcohol depletes.
They said,
you know, this could be problematic for you. Do you ever rage out or attack or anything? I said, no. Now, I did wake up.
She said, I'd like to direct your attention to Fort Myers, Florida, though. If you send that that drip bag down there, that would be something.
There was one time when I was in this is like the first or second day in the hospital. And I was there for, I guess, a week. They woke me from a deep sleep in the middle of the night, and it startled me. And they thought I was, like, raging out because I was like, you know, because I didn't expect it. And I was in a very deep sleep, and they just
expect what
to be woken up.
Okay,
I mean,
okay.
They startled me. It was the middle of the night, mm-hmm. and they said, "Sir, you're going to have to calm down." I said, "I'm really sorry. I don't feel like I need to rage out. I was just shocked." The headaches happened when I drank, and that was the next day. It's weird. I never had like a withdrawal symptom.
Have you?
Now I do have withdrawal if I don't have caffeine. But
I know we talked
alcohol.
About it maybe last week or two with your friend that you might be going to a meeting with.
A meeting with, yeah.
You haven't done that yet? You haven't? Is that on calendar at all?
Well, I'm going to reach out now that I'm feeling
like
I can
breathe. I'd love to hear what
I'm planning on it, 100%.
Yeah, I know you are. And I've never, ever gotten a really good description of what it's like. And I think
The way he painted it for me when we were at lunch— it was so optimistic and encouraging and just sounded healthy, like a great thing for your soul. So I'm dying to go there. I really want to see what it's like, even for someone who doesn't see people. I would like to go there and see what goes on because I know there are people. I'm really lucky that I was able to quit and just quit. And I don't foresee myself ever having a drink again.
Well,
but
I think I'm selfishly wanting to hear your description of what that might be like. And I hope you get a chance to do that. Although I look back 20 years ago, and mm-hmm. I think it would have been something that would have been a good thing for me to do. I tell mm-hmm. my son, I tell people, young people that I come in contact with, that there is very little of a part of my life where I had to like wake up the next day and say, "Hey, sorry, I behaved like that." There's mm-hmm. there's very little behavior that required that kind of action
right.
that was not caused by alcohol.
Oh,
and I look
absolutely.
Back at that and I say to myself, and I if you get me on my deathbed next mm-hmm. week. And you were to ask me what is something that would be the regret, that would be it. Because I think that when I look back on that, the fun that I had was not anywhere near worth the angst that
like
it caused in my life.
It's like a thin plastic fun. It works good in the moment.
It's a thin plastic fun that can result. And if you get through that time, mm-hmm. Not killing someone,
right?
Killing yourself, losing a relationship. You are lucky,
yeah,
because it just lends itself to that. And it's you know, I mean, I hate to be, I'm never going to be preachy. I'm like, hey, with the light, with life the way it is, drink up, Shriners.
Yeah.
I mean, go out there and enjoy yourself right now. But I think really, looking back on my life, every moment that was over the top, argumentative, you know, really, you know, wake up the next morning and feel horrible, 90% of it was alcohol based.
Luckily,
that's the way I look at it.
Luckily, I will also never be preachy. I still keep beer in the house if a guest wants one, if my son wants one.
Right.
He barely drinks. Julia does not drink at all. I'm pretty sure that's because of what they've
that's
seen.
You.
Yeah.
Well, I also think it's generational, Josh. I think people.
It is generational, too.
You know,
I think kids are moving away from it because of how they saw their parents act.
But based on the story I had yesterday on the show, I think if the kids would suck down a few more old fashions, maybe we'd have more babies.
Well, it does lower your inhibitions.
I was reading about this yesterday, and I've marked the story to bring maybe next week. How is your alcohol at Little League games? Are people bringing it? There's a big problem now with alcohol at Little League games.
For the players,
how long
has
my son
for
been doing
parents.
It? The fall will be a full 2 years.
Yeah.
And there has been one time where, and it was like 2 weeks ago, where we brought frozen margaritas to the game.
You brought it?
Yeah, we brought it with us.
Okay.
But you're saying that it's a problem are getting tuned up?
Parents are getting tuned up to the point that they're bringing, one parent brings a big cooler, and then every other parent's bringing a six-pack, and they're turning it into this, like, party atmosphere.
No, I get the impression.
That is so unhealthy.
I think it's kind of under the radar, and, you know, I don't think it's anything that,
so you sat
that
there,
I haven't seen any drunken parents.
When you took yours,
did you bring a mirror?
Like, no one knows what I'm drinking. They think this is just a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I think that we Carla was less paranoid about it than I was. And Carla, we get there, and Carla said something like, "Oh, but it's margarita night," and she holds up her cool, and I'm like, "Carla,
yeah,
don't do that. I don't even know what the rules are, because there's some places where they say no." No hooch.
I think they all do.
Tell you that if you took away my sunflower seeds, then we'd have an issue at my Little League games.
There's
but no,
addiction.
I have not seen, and we do primarily evening games. Rec season just ended for my son's team.
Right.
And I never saw or even was aware. I've been aware
tournaments.
Of many apparent altercations where people yell at each other and stuff like that.
The all-day tournaments is where it's becoming a big deal, because the parents are then drinking all day, sitting out in the sun, and starting to cause some confrontations with umpires.
And it's really bad because the snack bar doesn't sell decent crudité.
There will be one moment, and we are coming up on, I believe it is Memorial Day weekend, where they have sent out a travel site for everybody to use so they could stay at the same, because we are going to be 3 hours away, and nobody's going up for 3 hours.
Is
and
it
then
like
coming
a,
back
is it like
then,
a hostel, or are you all sharing a big room, or what is it?
It's a travel site where for a hotel room, and I think that will be interesting, because I think that may lend itself to some celebratory activity. That's what I think.
But
I
in the
I'll
evening,
have a beer
certainly.
If it's offered on that weekend.
Yeah, around the hot
tub. On Saturday night, like after their day games. Their day games.
Yeah, at the hotel pool.
Yeah, if you put three rocks outside of your hotel room, it'll be great. Now, I do think also in that situation, calling back to marijuana, there's a certain excitement to breaking the rules.
Yeah.
And back when we had our supper club, one time we did a meeting at our pool in the neighborhood, which is strictly no alcohol, and I made a huge batch of essentially Mai Tais and used blue Curacao in it so it looked like Gatorade, and filled empty Gatorade bottles for everybody. And so we were all
getting...
How many
people were in the know?
Eight of us. Four couples times two.
Would be an absolute hoot.
That was fun. Now, also, there's like... I've done it. It's a horrible thing to do. There are usually areas in amusement parks where you can drink, and then you can't take the drink out of the area.
Gotcha.
But at Busch Gardens, God, this is really sad alcoholic talk.
Yeah,
right now.
But I love every minute of it.
You could go to Italy, because it's the old country, and you could get wine, white wine, fresh out of the box, because it's Italy, right?
Yuck.
And I would bring a soda cup and pour the wine into the soda cup because it looked like I was drinking lemonade.
You had issues, my friend, just drinking that crap anyway, yeah, right?
That's, and you know what? The
box
last thing,
white wine.
The
Hi,
last
mouse.
Thing you need on a thrill ride is a nice
God.
White wine drunk.
I
genuinely regret that. I Fun. Really, really do. But I don't the Gatorade bottles. I thought that was cool.
Well, when you do eventually get to one of those things, tell me about it. I don't consider what we do on this show helping people other than if we make you laugh a little bit on one yeah. particular day, but or we interest you in a topic. I'm not preachy. I don't want to be preachy, but I just share the experiences we've had. And I find when Rob talks about what he's done and what he's gone through, it's funny. And somebody said, forgive. I've forgiven, myself for that type of activity, but I regret the behavior.
Oh, there's so many. There's so many regrets.
It's
not anything I did. It's mostly stuff I didn't do.
Yeah. I think ultimately, if you were to ask me about it, if you had to do it all over again, I think it might be pretty bored if I didn't have a cocktail or two.
Well, different times. And also, I want to say this: I'm not preachy either. If you want to have a drink, God bless you. I abused the privilege, is what happened.
Yeah. You know what? Last word I can say on myself for this is: if you're going to work and you hate your job, drink till you puke.
Then they'll send you home.
Yay!
Okay. But if anyone is thinking about going through it, I'm always open to receiving messages and stuff. If you want to talk about it, let me know. Because
I had an easy
go of it, and I hope I can help you guys out. So.
Right, exactly. And by the way, my lack of desire for alcohol that I have now might be the result of antidepressant medication. We will see you on
the body's
other side.
A wonderful thing, isn't it?
Sure is, right after this, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Sephora, Boots, Argus, Temu, Adidas, Trip.com. The list is long. Save online at over 550 stores. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose bank transfer or PayPal. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, get a new outfit. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to rakuten.co.uk or get the app. That's Rakuten. Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Sephora, Boots, Argus, Temu, Adidas, Trip.com. The list is long. Save online at over 550 stores. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose bank transfer or PayPal. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, get a new outfit. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to rakuten.co.uk or get the app. That's Rakuten.
Here's a quick message from today's sponsor, the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. If you've ever owned a pet, you know they run on their own logic. Jump first, think later. Ask questions, never. I've got dogs, so I know this is true. It's part of what makes them so lovable, but it's also how you end up with those surprise vet visits you didn't see coming. ASPCA Pet Health Insurance helps cover eligible vet expenses. So when those moments happen, you can focus on getting them the care they need without overthinking the cost or second-guessing your decision. When you enroll in an ASPCA Pet Health Insurance plan, you could even get a $25 Amazon gift card. It's a little treat for you while you're doing something great for your pet. The program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier to get your pet the care they may need. Who's a good boy? You are. If you enroll in the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Plan, it's been around for almost 20 years and has covered nearly 1 million pets in that time. To explore coverage, visit ASPCAPetInsurance.com/TMOS. That's ASPCAPetInsurance.com/TMOS. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit ASPCAPetInsurance.com/Amazon terms for more info. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Before we move on to the news here, I just wanted to ask Josh, you're okay with that Cinco de Mayo style thing I did, right? I just wanted to make sure. It was just on my brain and I had to
We'll have it for Monday.
Monday. Okay.
We played it on the show yesterday.
I know. I'm sorry. I was just curious. I'm not giving you a hard time.
He was drinking last night.
Hit the music, Slim. Thank you. We have breaking news. Not really breaking last night, I guess. Maybe even a couple of days ago. A note Jeffrey Epstein's former cellmate claimed he found after the millionaire sex offender's first suspected jail suicide attempt was made public Wednesday, years after being sealed and locked in a courthouse vault as part of an unrelated legal dispute. They investigated me for this is what the note says. Okay. They investigated me for a month, found nothing. Said the short note, which is kind of hard to read when I saw the copy of it. It's very scribbly. He said, "It is a treat to be able to choose the time to say goodbye. Watch what you want me to do. Bust out crying. No fun. Not worth it." So that's before his first attempt, and then he succeeded on his next one, right?
He should be put down just based on his handwriting.
Isn't that horrible?
A sloppy thing. And that almost, to me, looks like someone's trying to make it look sloppy. Like, I question
that. I agree.
You know what I mean?
I didn't go. But first of all, that was a previous attempt. So not the one that killed him, but we've all gotten sucked into conspiracy theories, and so
I hate it. It's like my brain is polluted, you know.
Yeah, you think immediately that this is a setup, and it's made to look a certain horrible
handwriting, but it's because I hurry. I would think if it's the last thing I'm going to write, I'll take my time.
Title of today's episode: The Handwriting Is on the Wall. I would like that today. The handwriting. Mine is terrible. We do those little letters that Carla and I write all the time. Carla's are just so pristine and perfect and light.
She has beautiful handwriting. Yeah.
And I'm just terrible. I suck at it.
My penmanship is wonderful.
Hey, old sitcom people, WKRP, WKRP in Cincinnati. It isn't dead as of Monday. It is living on the air in Cincinnati. The call letters from the fictional radio station featured in a CBS sitcom were adopted by a trio. Of course it's a trio.
Of course it was. Yeah.
Of course it's a trio of real adult hit stations.
Like, in this time, we like to call it a cluster.
Why does it
helps
piss
us
me
serve
off?
The people?
Why?
Because
does that
it's
piss
not the way.
It,
the same reason you love KCJJ, because it's a radio station owned by a guy serving a community, and that's what radio needs to be.
I don't know. I really liked Jack.
Jack FM. Yeah.
I liked Bob. Yes.
Bob doesn't want to do it that way. Bob is an F Bob. F Bob and the horse he rode in on. Yeah. Bob doesn't really care. Bob's hoping you have a good weekend. Bob can lick my Irish bag. Hi, Bob.
Bob. Not my father. Not my father, by the way.
I've got a tip for Bob. Drive to a cliff and keep the accelerator pressed all the way down to the floor and drive off the cliff like Thelma and Louise. Bob.
Now, you know what? What
Bob
made me really
FM
hate
is
those.
As innocuous as it possibly can be, radio.
The thing that was the most sinister about Bob FM or Jack FM is that they would, in their first week, have a massive playlist. Like hundreds and hundreds of records that you haven't heard in years.
To lure you in.
To get you in. And then they're down to 40 records again.
Yep.
And it's sinister. It's literally evil what they do.
With the, I agree. The attitude being, we want everyone that stumbles across us to hear something that's familiar. That's the philosophy.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
disagree with it more than I could ever disagree with a programming philosophy.
I'll talk for hours with anyone that would care to, but Mike, I've always said that when we grew up and when you were getting started, radio was making people afraid to turn off the radio because they might miss something.
Yep.
And now people are programmed to not do anything interesting enough to make you think you need to change the channel.
Bingo.
You know,
sucks.
It's passive. Really it's does. Become so passive.
I didn't mean to play that again. Let's see. There are three adult hit stations. It debuted on Monday's Morning Drive. Co-owner Jeff Zeisman described listeners.
Have you worked with him?
Yes, I have.
I thought so.
As stoked. Here's the quote.
Great.
I'll do it this way. Is the phone thing on? Let's see. Hold on.
Is that it? All right.
Jeff Zeisman.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Jeff.
I'm Jeff Zeisman.
Jeff Zeisman of the three-station cluster?
Our phones have been mobbed this morning, as I'm sure you can imagine.
Are you answering them?
It's overwhelmingly successful.
That's great.
All three stations. You. All three. Yeah. We only had to let go two program directors.
Now, when you have three stations, it's all live people, or is there any voice tracking?
It's all voice tracking.
Really?
Yeah, a guy That's in Southern California does it. Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
Three stations in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky, and Dayton, Ohio.
Hot markets.
Because that's where you want to have it, in Northern Kentucky, when you're WKRP in Cincinnati, you
Mike,
dick.
Just know this. Northern Kentucky is the best part of the state.
Right. They will follow the format music from the 60s to the 80s with an emphasis on the 70s. Well, at least they're doing that.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, did you have the thing that their first broadcast was hosted by Gary Sandy, who played Andy Travis?
Fun.
I listened to it. He couldn't have sounded less interested to be there.
Yeah. Probably getting a satchel full of cash. I doubt it. Ted Turner died yesterday.
I hate this.
After a battle with Lewy body dementia. He was 87 years old. When we talked about him, I feel like it was 5-7 years ago, and he was in rough shape at that point.
Yeah, he held on.
I thought he died a long time ago.
I did too. As the founder of CNN, Turner was the godfather of cable news. He also revolutionized cable itself with channels like TNT, TBS, Turner Classic Movies.
I will always be indebted for Turner Classic Movies.
The Cartoon Network. He also won the America's Cup in 1977. He was an ocean racer. Former owner of the Atlanta Braves and World Championship Wrestling. I forgot that he owned that.
Yeah.
Let's see. It had a great run during the 90s that almost put Vince McMahon and the WWE out of business. Turner had five children with his first wife, went on to marry two more times. His last and most famous marriage, Jane Fonda. That lasted 1991 to 2001. And
it's a pretty long run for such a high-profile marriage.
For two people with those personalities, too.
You know, the doctor said he was supposed to die at about noon, but he died at 12:05.
That's a CNN reference.
That's a TBS reference.
TBS reference.
Sorry. He was worth almost $3 billion. President Trump called Turner a friend and one of the greats of all time.
Shut up.
Yeah, but he also used his statement to complain about how horrible CNN. If there's one thing I cannot wait to miss, it's that BS.
Yeah.
It's the lack of etiquette. It's the lack of human
decency. Yeah. Yeah. Mike, I never throw anything away. And when I heard about the passing of Ted Turner, I said, I wonder if I still have this. About 20 years ago, Ted was on Letterman. And we always gave him a hard time because he said aw all the time. And so this is a montage I made from one segment with Ted Turner every time he said aw on the Letterman show.
Okay. I've been, it rained, personally prefer, about the, where, people can get, If you remember, I just read the article in the New York Times. There has to be a huge of our whole probably stop pumping. Our kids won't. We just can't keep buying increasing prices. But the government and replaced in the I want to we worked on these four does
one and, segment, right?
I think that we've now had
always a pleasure, Mr. Turner.
Thank you
for being here. Ted Turner, CNN.
Jane Fonda issued a very long statement saying, quote, "I love Ted with all my heart," adding that he, quote, "swept into my life a gloriously handsome, deeply romantic, swashbuckling pirate, and I've never been the same." And that's how you pay tribute to somebody.
That's
as opposed
beautiful.
To complaining
and he was
about CNN.
Everyone thought he was crazy.
I hate Trump.
But he pursued everything he loved, and he got most of it. And good for him, because he's a very cool guy.
It feels like in the 90s, he owned everything in Atlanta.
And then his ranch, right? His ranch was insanely large, right? One of the biggest landowners in America, I believe. And, but Josh is right. You didn't hear about him, and I thought he'd already passed.
And everyone my age grew up with TBS and watching the Braves.
Superstation.
After school.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, one thing that I loved about him is the way Turner Classic Movies, my favorite channel, got started. His favorite movie was Gone with the Wind. Mm-hmm. And whether or not you agree with him or not, just know that that was his favorite movie. And he went to MGM, which I think was Warner Brothers then, to buy it so he could show it on TBS. And they wouldn't sell it individually. So he bought the entire MGM catalog. Mm-hmm. So he could show that movie. And he said, "I've got all these movies. Let's start a network."
Amen.
And because of that, it has been the greatest tool in movie preservation in my lifetime.
Yep.
So good for you. Good on you, Ted Turner.
Safe home, Ted Turner. Kesha has an interesting kink. She is into cyclopses.
What?
Or maybe pirates. Or dudes who don't wear goggles during paintball. To put it bluntly, she digs men with one eye.
Hey, babe.
In an appearance on the Call Her Daddy podcast, Kesha noted that she's currently celibate, except when she goes to Italy, because she's waiting for her king. Well, then, fine. She settled on that lifestyle after dating people she had no business dating, including, quote, "a man with one eye," which I think is hot. Unfortunately, the negatives outweighed that one positive. She added, quote, "he was cool, but the line got drawn because he just smelled kind of like a Subway sandwich that had been sitting in the back of your car for a couple of days."
Did AI write this story based on nothing? Because it's not making sense. It's falling
doesn't
apart.
Doesn't make sense. No. Honestly, you better worry. It was just not a match. So the Cyclops guy smelled bad.
Yeah. Maybe you need to take his glass eye out and put it in a tumbler of water.
I don't know. Watch yourself. Finally, today, two women have been charged after stealing more than $3,500 from the half-ass bar in Bland, Missouri.
Hold it. Where and what?
The half-ass bar in Bland, Missouri. Yeah,
that sounds exciting. Yes.
They broke into the safe. A cash-to-coin exchange machine was taken, and they attempted to break into an ATM on the site. They were also caught on security cameras along with their vehicle. Turns out one of the women was the daughter of the owners. Uh-oh.
That's bad.
And the motivation was probably financing a drug habit, because one of them had fentanyl and meth on them when they were caught. The owners even called out their daughter on social media when they found out she was responsible. The police asked them to take down her actual name while the legal system sorts it all out. The women's names, the two women involved, Dumb and Dumber. There they are, ladies and gentlemen. We will take a
Did you know that Bob break. FM does very well in Bland, Missouri?
Bland, Missouri. Bob. Bob doesn't like that. I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you about Omaha Steaks Burgers. Now, is it Omaha Steaks Burgers or Omaha Steak Burgers?
It refers to it both ways in the copy, because they're burgers from Omaha Steaks, but they are steak burgers.
So if that's the case, I would say Omaha Steaks Burgers.
Burgers. Yes.
Look, I love them so much since they have come into my life. Omaha Steak Burgers are so delicious. I mean, come on. Is there anything better than a perfect burger? No, sir, especially when they're from the Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack. The Burger Perfection Pack is an incredible deal for just $99.99. 20 of Omaha Steaks mouthwatering steak burgers. That's four of each. Pure ground filet mignon, New York strip, ribeye brisket, and sirloin. Mm. And they do have different flavor profiles, and they're all delicious.
They're great.
You cannot get these babies at the grocery store. They have an incredible texture that feels homemade and a bun-busting 6-ounce size that's guaranteed to satisfy. By the way, in my opinion, the perfect size for a burger. Who are you going to call? Bun Busters!
Hi-o!
Plus, you get an additional 8 free Wagyu Smash Burgers with the pack. Sink your teeth into premium steakhouse-quality hamburgers from Omaha Steaks. This isn't just a burger. This is an experience. So whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard cookout or bringing the family together for an easy, unforgettable dinner, these burgers cook up tender, flavorful, and downright crave-worthy every single time. No fillers, no shortcuts, just pure, delicious beef, and it's done right. Get ready for grilling season with the mouth-watering Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack. Plus, 8 free Wagyu Smash Burgers. That's 28 burgers, just $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com, and as a bonus, use promo code MIKE to get $35 off your order. That's $35 off with promo code MIKE. Let me hear you say, Mike. Terms apply. Shut up. See site for details. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa, ladies and gentlemen. Josh, you said this week that you were going to go see a couple of movies, and you saw one that I'm curious about, Devil Wears Prada 2, right?
Yeah, I went and saw that. And I guess the first one came out, I don't know, 20 years ago?
Yeah, no, I don't think it was that much. It's like 10 years ago, maybe.
It was such a good movie. I love the first one. Miranda Priestly.
Now, here's the problem. I never saw the first one.
Oh, probably a problem, yeah.
So I don't think it was a problem. I understood the movie fine. I followed along fine. The only trouble I had was halfway through the movie, I thought Meryl Streep was Jamie Lee Curtis in a wig.
Oh.
So I struggled with that a little bit.
But I stand corrected, guys.
Once I got that straight out, I was good.
20 years ago is exactly right, 2006.
Really?
Yeah, okay. That makes me feel very old.
Oh, I know. Think about me then, 10 years your senior, where it's going.
I know.
God almighty. Really? Right, so you didn't like it?
No, it was fine. I took Kelly. Kelly saw it. Well, Kelly wanted to see it because she saw the first one in high school and loved it. So we went. But I'll tell you, the movie was good. And if you like the first one, go watch this one.
You'll love it. A fan of the first one, you'll dig the House Stanley Food Man Tucci in this movie.
Oh, he's
movie.
Great. He's probably the best part of the movie.
With his hands.
Yeah.
He always holds his hands.
He's probably the best part of the movie.
Mike, you could be him if you got a tight sweater vest.
I could be him if I lost 70 more pounds.
What I enjoyed was a lot of the crowd was women dragging their husbands out.
Sure.
And then there were also a lot of women groups getting together to go watch this movie. And right behind me was a group of three women who talked and yelled at the screen the entire movie.
No.
Mike, I took a gummy going into the movie. So three random people yelling and getting all excited at the movie made the movie for me.
Oh, wow.
That's good.
Such
yeah.
an unusual people, take. I like that.
It never is, but I normally am annoyed by it. Mm-hmm. But these people yelling about everything was great for me. And it made me laugh so much more and enjoy a movie that I didn't care about, but I enjoyed it.
You know, I am so in touch with my female side that I love Devil Wears Prada. I love every bit of it.
Then you'll probably love the sequel.
Here's the thing. I'll ask you this. If Miranda Priestly is still a bitch on wheels, then I'm all in.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And Meryl Streep can play it effortlessly. I mean, that's perfect
great an
for
actress.
Her.
That's awesome.
Did you enjoy Ted Turner's cameo?
Stop it.
Mike, too soon. Way too soon.
Did you see something else, though?
Because
you mentioned it a couple of days ago.
Oh, I went and saw Michael as well. I saw
the same one you saw, the one that I probably won't see myself.
And it's a fun movie. It's a bad movie.
It is a bad movie.
The storytelling is not good. But the collection of scenes of, the Pepsi commercial and some concert recreations make the movie worth it. And Michael's dad must be such a bad person in real life because he is presented so poorly.
Yeah, and this is a script that was approved by the kids about their father. So I imagine it had to be worse. This guy should win an Oscar.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. I disagree, because aren't they... They're all estranged, aren't they, from their father? Aren't they throwing him under the bus in this movie?
If the movie is true...
You know, they wouldn't pull punches, I don't think.
But you wouldn't want to present it... You wouldn't... Anyone related to you, you wouldn't want to present this bad.
And it also makes them look bad because they stayed with him so long.
Yeah,
it's just, it's ugly, ugly, ugly. And Josh, I didn't get into it when I talked about it. The scene where he catches on fire for the Pepsi commercial.
Oh, it looked so good.
It was amazingly, I mean, I was twisting in my seat. It was so horrible and cringy. He is at the top of a staircase.
What's wrong with me where I chuckle at that?
No, it was great.
Well, I mean, it's what's wrong with me, from this is the highlight for me. He's at the top of a staircase and fireworks go off behind him. And as he goes down the first seat, he has one spark on his head.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, no, it's going to happen. And it was, they really over-sensationalized what it is to the real injury, but it's some great filmmaking in that one sequence.
I really enjoyed the movie, but here's the caveat. If you did not grow up with Michael Jackson as a pop icon and know all his music, if all you know about Michael Jackson is the accusations,
yeah,
don't bother seeing the movie. Because it doesn't bring back all that
fun. If you're
fun.
Looking for so that, you're going to be disappointed,
you're not,
right?
Well, you're not going to get that. And I really think if, like, Kelly didn't... I went by myself to watch it. And I don't think Kelly would have enjoyed it because she didn't grow up with Michael Jackson music. And Michael
when
Jackson
you walk in, being your height, and you walk in alone to a theater with that faux hawk, do people move their seats?
Yeah, it gives me a spot to put the trench coat.
Oh, that's creepy.
How about that, huh? I love it when he says something like that. That is awesome. I totally dig that. So if you, this is the question that comes to mind for this. If you have an opportunity, you have to go see one of these movies again. Do you go to Prada or do you go to see the Michael movie?
Oh, Prada's a better movie.
Okay. All right. Good.
Yeah, Prada's
that's
a much
that's all I
movie.
Need to know. That's wonderful. I think that's fantastic. I wanted to just get this out of the way. That yesterday, after the show, my wife and I met with financial people, and I hate it because it's so foreign to me, the whole world.
Yeah.
And essentially, and I shouldn't even bring this up. I really shouldn't bring this up.
Don't.
Because,
I'm
not going to do the thing we talked about.
Okay,
earlier.
good.
But the documents I'm signing are essentially that if I get hit by lightning,
yes,
that Carla will not have to go through, you know, court and all that to access the funding because she's 21 years younger.
The fortune.
Than me. I got a vibe that I got a Dateline vibe, right? Because here
like
we
how?
Are.
Like, you're not going to be murdered,
they
right?
They have so many witnesses that are coming in when I'm signing. And by the way, I have a lot of legalese, but I am protected. But it was a question of her.
Yeah, you stalkers. Remember, he's protected.
It was a question of her access to documents that we need her to have access to, so I don't always have to wait for a phone call and approval and that type of stuff. It goes all the way back to when I was before I was married.
Social Security, the joke file.
But the thing that I'm concerned, the vibe from a couple of the people that came in when these documents were notarized. Was one just one particular look made me feel like I forgot what the question was, and it wasn't you're okay with that, right? It was more. It really wasn't even said that dramatically, but it just made me pause for a second, and all of a sudden, you know, a year later, I see Keith Morrison. So what was she putting in his salad dressing?
Are you sure you wanted to cancel the prenup?
I didn't cancel the prenup. I didn't do anything of the kind. But I figured out, speaking of Dateline, no, it was fine. It was there. I got a great guy, a young guy, and a guy that gets us, and a guy that I can say anything to.
And a guy
to.
Who has spent a lot of time with Carla getting the papers right, a lot of time when you're not
guy.
Home.
I love
a
this guy.
A guy will outlast you.
Yes, and there are two things at work here, okay?
Okay.
I love the guy. He's been an absolute dream to deal with. And
the company that he represents has been very, very good to me. And I've never had one of those in all my years of, you know, investing and doing that. Never had anybody that has been part of a company where they've got this good a track record. The issue is, you know, the issue is not my investments in their performance. The issue is the, you know, the thing we all deal with in this current economy, spending and getting things in control and living within one's means when one's means change. Is he, it's reality. I'm not embarrassed by it. Not one little bit. Is, I get it.
Is he a good looking guy?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Does Carla also think he's a dream?
Shut up, both of you.
She probably very much enjoys all the attention.
You're making me uncomfortable. But anywho,
Mike, if you go back, don't take any drinks if they offer them.
Here it is. Dateline scam. All right, this is how they get you. All right. If you're watching the Dateline, remember this. They always offer multiple suspects.
Sure.
And it's taken me a while, but the only reason they do that, and I think they fake it, I think they make people who are not guilty and edit it to make them look like they're potentially guilty just so they'll have something to talk about. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scam one. Let me see. I wrote this down. Oh, I don't know if this is the a scam, wife, but it's the lawyer. But it's what they do. The victim always lit up the room. The victim was always the light up the room.
She would light. Yeah,
it's never a bad person.
So many friends, so involved. Yeah, head cheerleader.
Which is too bad because if it was a bad person, they could have 100 people that wanted to kill her.
That's true.
Exactly. Exactly. Uh-huh. And the last part of it is, I think they do all of this conjuring not only to hold your attention, but they do it to make you feel better about the fact that you're watching, an Angela Lansbury drama than essentially rubbernecking by a fatal accident, which is really what you're doing. You know what you're doing, Dateline people, myself included? You're looking at a car wreck. You're looking to see if there's any blood on the highway. That's what you're doing. You're not doing anything to stimulate your brain. No. You are watching a train wreck. That's what you are doing.
It's mental control, Mike. They know how they're going to make you feel, and you're going to feel great when it's done, and you're still alive, at least for now.
That's exactly. Right. So there's that. I got that off my chest. When we come back, we'll talk to Rob about not only Herndon getting a fabulous entertainment emporium, but we will also talk about a new service for weddings. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and we will be back after I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, about our cruise.
Yes.
Book it. Pack it. Cruise it. Do it. What's that you say? You haven't planned to join us this January? Not this January, next January. You haven't planned to join us next January.
This January.
No.
Yes.
This January. Yes. It's this January.
The next January that comes, 27. Yes. That's when we're cruising.
But wouldn't next January be after the new year?
When would this January be then?
You wouldn't say this January at all, even though it's,
I think it's this January.
Come on, guys.
Next January would be January after.
Hold on. We're talking about making things understandable.
Yes. We're also talking about we want you to book now and not wait.
Yeah, so it's urgent January because it's the next. It is this January. Yeah,
it's I would rather January, say you January. Haven't planned to join us in January of 2027.
That would work.
It would spotlight the fact that there is more time, which our listeners wanted.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
But we've but we've given them time. Now we need them to respond.
You've given the time. Use the time.
And they're not right because that's the way they roll. They're going to respond in November. Yes. Isn't that right?
Correct.
Exactly.
Correct.
So you ask for more lead time. What we ask you now is to, get your order, get your affairs in order.
To get your price locked in. You can always cancel, but get your deposit in.
Yes. We have improved price point. You ask for a better price.
Oh.
A longer trip, more advanced notice. We said no problem. Welcome aboard the all-new Margaritaville at Sea Islander. Setting sail January 21st, 2027. This January, not correct. Join Mike, Rob, and Josh. Might be correct technically, not correct sales-wise.
I always thought that it was more urgent if you said this because it's the next one.
I give up.
Well, I'll change it, but I
don't think you need to say next or this. You can just say January.
January.
Yes.
Join Mike, Rob, and Josh. I've lost all my desire to do this commercial.
According
now.
To ChatGPT, next January is the proper term. That this
Thank
January
you.
Would still speak to the January from four
Thank
months
you.
Ago.
Thank you.
Wow.
Makes no sense to me.
Thank My you. Apologies. I well, will correct
But you shouldn't have gotten bogged down in the this or next anyway. It shouldn't be in the copy at all. Either one.
All right. See
That's
you next
my
January.
Point. Join Mike, Rob, and Josh and all of your TMOS buddies for a 5-day, 4-night escape loaded with laughs, just like right now. Laughs. I want to jump off a building. Hangouts and exclusive TMOS. Get your asses in gear, people.
People?
You ask for all those people said, can you give us a little more lead time? We're giving you a little more lead time so you can prepare. By the way, I'm not going to throw it on people that they wanted lead time to book. They wanted lead time to buy. So that's... Yeah. What we're doing is we're giving it. We don't have to bust balls. Yes. It's not true. They want more time so they can get ready to purchase their tickets. I
no,
get
see,
that's
I
how
go
that
the
works.
Opposite. You what? Buy now, and now you have the lead time to convince your boss to give you the time off.
Let me hit a marker here because it. I'm going to put this in best of.
Jesus Christ. We'll have events. We're going to do a live show. Plus, beautiful tropical weather. Yeah. Plus, beautiful tropical weather. I'm taking... Hold on a second. Give me the copy. Give me the copy right now, okay? All really. Right. I would like someone to use his effing brain to put a concerted effort to make a commercial that is readable. Beautiful tropical weather? Is that seriously what... Like they're not going to know that you're going on a cruise to the Western Caribbean?
My thought was this.
No rain.
It's a Caribbean cruise. They will have beautiful tropical weather.
Mike, I believe the full sentence, is it not just when you need it the most? Because it's going to be it's going to be January. It's going to suck around here. Think okay. about the nice transition
I'm sorry,
you're going to make.
Maybe it's the other experiences. Rob, put your hand out, please. All right, please
I
put your
really
hand
out. I really don't want
to
do that.
Did you use that hand to write the copy?
Yes.
There it is, right through, clean through.
Ouch.
It departs Tampa. Nice. Two blissful days at sea, even better. Cozumel on Saturday, absolute magic. And one more chill day at sea before returning on Monday. Perfect. Join us for live podcast recordings. We're doing a live podcast.
Yes.
Meet and greets, definitely. Well, the whole cruise is a meet and greet. Exclusive listener events, what?
Oh, the contests. We'll have contests. We'll have the meet and greets. We'll
hanging
have
out at the bar with us.
Hanging out We're at hanging the bar, out. The pool.
It's
yes.
a hang.
The tattoos.
It's just a hang.
TMOS tattoos.
Oh, I forgot the tattoo places there, yeah.
And is the gift bag legendary? Look, I'm going to give Rob a direction on copy, all right?
All right.
Cut down on the bullshit and
See, can't
just
say
talk about the beautiful event of being on the Margaritaville at Sea Cruise with all of our friends and
what?
Everybody that's going to hang out. Hold on. I'm not talking to you. Hold on. I'm talking to my copywriter. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a stone cold blast. You ask for a longer cruise, we're giving you a longer cruise. We're also going to a different part of the Caribbean, so we get a really cool stop, which is Cozumel, Mexico. We are also going to be hanging out on what essentially is a real party boat, all right?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
we have, based on the length of the cruise, we have lowered the price point. All mm-hmm. these things are really, really cool. Now,
and
let me give you...
it's our last cruise ever.
Yes, it's the last cruise we will ever do. It might be my final cruise.
It
ever.
Might be the final show.
Might be the final show. It very well yes. might be.
Yeah.
And so calling it legendary is you know, no, it's a very nice gift bag. You're going to improve the gift bags, right? You're going to put better stuff in them this year, this next
yeah,
year.
Yeah, but people, they loved them last
stuff.
Time, too.
They
and
loved them last
different.
Time.
Yeah.
It'll be different
they loved
this
them?
Year.
They loved yeah. them? Okay. All right. Would you call them legendary?
I used mine on my trip to DC last week.
I said, would you call it legendary? Is that a proper use of the word legendary? I'm asking you, Josh Schroeck, a simple question.
I would not call them legendary.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
But they are not forgetful.
800.
They're somewhere in the middle.
800. 814-7100.
Yes.
Press option three.
Don't press option three.
Why?
Because Margaritaville just changed their thing yesterday, and now there's no option three. You have to tell them you're with group sales.
Josh, put your hand up. Put your hand up, please.
Oh, Josh.
Thank you. Here you go. All right. It is both co-hosts with holes in their hands last right cruise. Now. And for this commercial, there you go. No, it has nothing to do with the cruise. It has everything to do with this commercial.
It's fun to see new names have signed up for the cruise that were not on last year.
That's exciting to us. And the option and the group number are changed.
Just call, tell them you're with a group, give them your group number, and you're good to go.
Is the group number still 4435?
It is.
Okay.
But it's also all available on tmospodcast.com.
There it is. Just click store, do it now, and lock in your price before the best cabins disappear. That is a fact. We can't wait to see you on deck. There it is. There it is. Fine. All right.
I thought that went well.
I think technically we gave it a hell of a lot of time to talk about, and I feel a freedom to go off script when I'm doing
the
stuff.
The only thing
for
that
us.
Disappointed me is that Josh didn't react to being shot in the hand.
No. He's not an actor like you are.
Could you try, Josh?
No.
Damn it.
Is Herndon
asking too much?
But I am wondering if we should change the next commercial to a pre-recorded.
Oh, that's funny. Rob.
Yes.
What is the status on, let's just say, the type of location that might get me to Jimmyville, Herndon, Virginia?
Do you remember some months ago when they were pressing hard to put a casino in Tyson's Corner, a lovely suburb of Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Why not?
Tyson's. I don't mind a casino in Northern Virginia. Didn't like Tyson's.
Tyson's is already Gotham. You might as well put a casino in there.
Okay.
I mean, you've got. Right. Yeah.
It's following the Arundel Mills path to put in Tyson's.
I'm not up there, so I can't speak with any great authority on it.
So the company that was pushing was called Comstock, and they got shut out of Tyson's because there's a lot. Believe this, there's a lot of wealthy people in that neighborhood, and they didn't want a casino in their backyard. NIMBY. So Comstock
has moved. Let me ask
this
question about Tyson's Corner. The wealthy people in Tyson's, are they in like high rises, like super expensive condo type things?
Just off the area. I mean, you've got McLean.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
And the houses that are very adjacent are very, very big.
All right, I get it.
So Comstock decided to put their focus elsewhere, and they are now pushing to put a casino on a lovely tract of land in Herndon, Virginia.
Oh, yes.
And sadly, Mike, the people of Herndon are against it. But Comstock keeps pushing, and they're a pretty powerful outfit. And the people of Herndon say they don't want the traffic, they don't want the crowding, and I believe it's implied they don't want the element that a casino brings in.
All right.
So they're fighting. The people are fighting it.
Element would be the one part I would agree with.
How is the element around National Harbor? Because when I think of these casinos around D.C., I don't think of the same issues elsewhere. I think it's just politicians and corruption and an easy way to exchange money.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying you think the whole thing's kind of a ruse? That,
I think it's all a ruse. I think
that
it's
they're making
one politician
up these problems.
Meets a lobbyist to let's go play some poker and, I just folded a bad hand. Here's all my money.
I think
it's an easy payoff.
When you say the people are against it, do you really? I mean, is this the vocal people? Have they polled people? I mean,
Mayor Kevin LeBlanc. Now I've never met Kevin. I've met Mayor Markle, who was a great servant of the people for many years.
Kevin is Matt's brother.
Yes, exactly. Mayor Kevin LeBlanc said officials were responding directly to public input, noting that many residents do not see a casino as a fit for the downtown area. There was a meeting on Monday of this week where they voted to stop advancing a resolution to block future casino development, but...
Well, say that again, because I'm confused by what you just said.
Okay, a proposed downtown casino in Herndon has been effectively halted after the Planning Commission advanced a resolution to block future development on Monday. However, this is going to prompt a legal battle of Comstock, which is
happening.
very You don't think so?
No, I don't think it'll happen now. I mean, if they've got the city fathers against it and they've already blocked the process, if it's going to happen, it's going to be a protracted legal battle, which means it won't happen
for 10
years.
I love the fact that the mayor says that, officials have been told people are against it, but he doesn't say he's against it.
Is LeBlanc, it would bring is LeBlanc the guy that replaced the lady we love?
I believe so, yeah. I believe, okay. Yeah, because she was mayor up to 2 years ago, wasn't she?
Two things. If you can speak to Mr. Cerrito, ask him if, A, he knows anything about it, and B, if he'd like to come on and he feels it's a subject he might want to talk about.
I will ask him. Would you like him for the bonus today?
Yeah. No, that's
okay. Right. Okay, we'll talk to him next week. What they want, they're saying.
I know what he wanted to do just there. He wanted to put Jimmy Cerrito in the labor-saving cart. I'm just kidding. Don't get mad at me.
What does that mean?
Don't get mad at me.
No, he's saying you're being lazy, and that's what you'll bring to the show this afternoon. It's just Jimmy. And then you can check that box off.
Mike, they're looking to...
It's done. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The people said what they want instead of a casino is an art center, performance venues, and expanded retail to design to activate the nearby Washington and Old Dominion Trail corridor.
Now,
do they have a location picked out for the casino?
Yes, good question. I wonder if it's where WOHN used to be.
Is it to get rid of that big empty parking lot across from Jimmy's? Get rid of all the
parking. No, because then no one could park at Jimmy's if they took a parking lot away.
Do they want to put it down? Do they want to put it downtown?
Down adjacent to downtown, not where like the train car is, but there is apparently near downtown a huge open hunk of land there. Okay. That's what they want to do. Probably right by the WNOD trail, which, by the way, sensational this time of year.
Thank you. We have. Are we done with that? God, I am not managing my time properly. I'm sorry.
I was just wondering if it's going to allow Jimmy to put in some slots.
Oh, wow.
That would be good.
I'll never get out of there. I would never
And you know what? Yes. I went to my 7-Eleven in Leesburg. The hinky slot machines are gone.
Oh, bummer. Oh,
sad, right?
Oh, man. Fireball, right? Were they Fireball slots?
One was Fireball and one was the cheap knockoff of Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, bummer. That's a drag. Well, keep us posted on that.
We have
to take a break. I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, about Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks. Do you like movies? Of course you do. But do you feel that you are sadly lacking in your knowledge of classic motion pictures? You definitely want to fix that. But where do you start? You start with Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks, the podcast about Rob's movies every week. Join our own Josh Soroka as he watches a classic movie hand-selected by his co-host Rob Spiewak. Rob tries to convince Josh why the movie is great, and sometimes he succeeds, but not always.
Not always.
So, whether it's a comedy, a horror, western, a musical, color or black and white, watch the movie in advance and listen in. You might learn something, you might disagree, but you will enjoy yourself. Check out Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks this week for the 1939 patriotic classic Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. I'm giving a thumbs up to that.
Thank
one.
Thank you.
That's Jimmy Stewart. I'm on the floor. It seems more modern than ever. It sure does right now. Who's my modern guy? Oh, Graham Plattner from the great state of Maine. Just visit HIXNIXSTIXPIX.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts. Tell a friend, subscribe, give it 5 stars, do all the things. Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks. It's what you need right now. By the way, the name is great. Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks. That was a beautifully written promo.
Well, thank you.
It's the polar opposite of promoting our crews, well, in my humble opinion.
It's what he cares about.
It's what he gives a rat's
ass. Oh, boy, Josh, that's helping. Kidding. Quit helping.
I appreciate that. Jesus. That's cool. That's all what right. he cares about. Do you have
video? Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
I do, because Jerry, that's what I care about, Josh. That's what I care about.
You work hard on what you care about. That's nothing wrong with
that.
No,
he cares about the crews as well.
I know he does. Him a hard time. But it's not like Hicks, Nicks. You know, if it was the Hicks, Mike, Nicks cruise.
That would be a good cruise. It'd be a rowboat. Mike will be departing in May from Fletcher's Boathouse.
with Spencer Tracy and the Old Man in the Sea.
Yeah, because he looks like he comes from the south of Spain.
This is so stupid, this show.
All right, it is stupid. Mike, how's your beaver?
Oh, I have my tape. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. I know I've got it here. Where did I put it? Of course I can't find it.
Did you know that beavers can be rapid? rabbit, I should say, and rapid. But did you know that beavers can carry rabies? And when they do, they become a little confrontational. So look at this poor family in New Jersey. This, Mike, this is not funny.
Okay.
That beaver is after them.
The kid was fishing.
Yeah. That's them throwing the beaver back in the water. But guess what? He's coming back.
Well, the dog's
going to
get
it. Don't let the dog get the rabid beaver.
Why don't they just run away?
Attacking people.
And the guy with the camera. That's your typical dude just filming the whole thing. I have to see it again just to see the kid throwing it. I know we're running late again, but just play it one more time with the kid throwing it. Brave little boy.
Yeah. Pick it up.
Oh, God.
You know, Mike, this is a weird question. Have you ever thrown a cat?
I don't think so. I don't think I've ever thrown a cat in my life.
If you throw, I've known people who have, and when they're angry at the cat, and the cat tends to do that same sort of body motion when it's in the air.
Right.
So
it's not like you're throwing the cat against anything.
No, you're just removing the cat, really.
Out the window.
Yeah, if the cat were to perhaps relieve himself number two on a ping pong table, someone's father might pick up the cat and throw it.
Oh, wow. Are we going to see that?
No, we're not. I'm just saying that I have it in my mental. It lives rent-free in my brain.
You witnessed it. Oh,
I
did. I'd love to see a video, but that means I'm a broken person as well.
Mike, The kid is being examined right now. It looks like he's okay.
By the way, I agree, Scoob, and I'm going to Scoob. I don't read everything you write, but Scoob writes, "It's not rabbit. It's protecting its family." Yes.
Yeah, but the same could be said about the kid.
And did you see the family? How do you know there's another one there?
That's right. Hey, you see that beaver in New Jersey?
Welcome to Argumentative Thursday, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go. I think we're all a little keyed up, Mike, in Phoenix. Oh, you love Phoenix, don't you?
I do. I like Phoenix. It's a great place to play golf.
There's a great service that they offer. There's a business in Phoenix. If when you or a loved one passes, you can arrange for a body donation company to take your body and use it for medical research to advance science. It's a very noble thing to do.
Okay.
Of course, this guy in Phoenix didn't get exactly what he expected.
Tens of families who still don't know.
And I want to know, do either of you want to guess what happened to the body
before
we played the tape? And I am disturbed by just the title, Human Chop Shop.
Well, that's kind of what they're going at.
They're burned up. They burn
that's
them up
Mike's
like, unceremoniously, and they burn them up in a mass situation.
Okay, you have a mass burial by fire. Josh, any guesses?
They only needed the hands. So they got rid of the rest.
No, I'm sorry. Both of you are incorrect. I will say this. I think it's explained in the story.
They needed the hands. That's too funny.
He wanted the research to be done for the disease that took his mother's life, which is also very noble.
All right.
So let's
know what happened to the bodies of the loved ones they donated to Biological Resource Center.
Her name was Doris Stauffer.
Jim Stauffer does know, but he almost wishes he didn't.
It makes it hard to reminisce in a joyful way.
Stauffer donated his mother's body in 2013 after she battled Alzheimer's. He trusted BRC to get her brain to neurologists who could hopefully learn more about the disease.
And I think that trust was what they fed on.
Years later, though, Stauffer says he found out what really happened. His mom's body, according to Reuters, was sold to the U.S. military.
She was then supposedly strapped in a chair on some sort of an apparatus, and a detonation took place underneath her to basically kind of get an idea of what the human body goes through.
Mike, that did not advance Alzheimer's research.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And it's not an isolated incident. As you know, the TMOS news crew will be following this one.
Grandma!
How do I check to donate my body that way?
Yeah.
Not to science, but to military.
Wow. That's
I wonder what they get from the... I wonder how much the military pays for bodies to be blown up real good.
To see how far the body parts go.
They would see if they still had their hands.
Yeah,
because you know that's the best
part. Together.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm knitting a little Afghan here.
Mike, and all the king's horses and all the king's men.
Put grandma together again.
Wow. Let's close, Mike, with this. This is my hero of the week. Have you ever gone to your gate at an airport and there's no one there? You just need someone at the gate to talk to ask a question, but it's abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
How do you handle it? Okay. Well, you know, sometimes they leave the PA thing right there.
Hi, Delta associates that aren't paying attention. Please come to 30B. You have a customer waiting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Delta, please come to 30B. You have a customer waiting. Delta, is anybody working?
Okay, that's
fine if you
want to
do the baggage thing. Customer service is needed at
30 feet. I love it. I wouldn't be mad at that guy.
Eventually, a pilot came up to him and said, could you just go to another gate, please? But
nice
you know what?
They responded to him, right?
Getting on a public address system where you're not supposed to is one of the biggest thrills of all. And I give him all the credit in the world. He's my hero.
Even if my intention was to make that kind of announcement, as soon as I had that microphone in my hand, I would say, paging Major Woody. Paging Major Woody. Would Major Woody come to the counter, please?
We donated Major Woody's body to the military.
Yeah, and they blowed it up. We'll see you with a fabulous bonus show this afternoon. Taping begins for that at 4 p.m., ladies and gentlemen. Be there, and who knows what will happen on today's bonus show. There is an interesting scent in the air. Smell that?
It's not Jimmy.
There you go. It's not
it Jimmy. Smells like grandma.
We will see you then, and have a great weekend if you're not a subscriber. But if you're not a subscriber, I'm not really sure I care if you have a good weekend.
Oh, dear.
We'll see you next time. For Josh Rogan, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You lost again.
That will never happen again, and I'm sorry.
Wiggle, 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 wig. Yeah, yeah, do the wiggle, man. I do the wiggle, man. Yeah, I'm sexy, and I know it.